Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Night We Lost Him, a novel by Laura Dave. Read by Julia Whalen.
To Josh and Jacob, they're all for you. The way the high wire walker must carry a pole to make her arms longer, you carried me, I carried you through this world. Jane Hirschfield. Prologue. He knew any biographer would decide that the story of his life could be summarized by this. When Liam Samuel Noon began accruing his fortune, the first thing he did was buy a piece of land as far away from his hometown as he could possibly get. Of course, there were places technically farther from Midwood, Brooklyn, than the Central California coast. But Liam felt reborn the first time he arrived in Carpinteria. His pulse quieted, his chest released, a small yet seismic shift. He drove through the secluded beachside town in a haze, the world around him windy and soulful, cypress trees sweeping every which way, a messy canopy. Liam was in the early days of taking over the company, and he'd flown out west to meet with a potential investor. They were in discussions to build a boutique hotel together 8 miles up the road in Santa Barbara, a hillside retreat, private and luxurious, with 48 standalone cottages, winding mountain trails, outdoor fireplaces, and cobblestone walkways. A stone-wrapped restaurant. He was meeting with the investment partner, a former classmate named Ben, at Ben's oceanfront vacation home on Padaro Lane. They sat outside on the back deck, eating poached eggs and studying blueprints, Liam's suit no match for the chill coming in off the ocean. He drank extra coffee, refusing Ben's offer to borrow a coat. At some point, Liam looked east and spotted a cottage perched cliffside at Loon Point. It was lit up by the rising sun, the incandescent yellow ricocheting off the bluff front, landing on its white rock and citrus grove. The Rose Gardens. The property encompassed a large parcel of land, five...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?